Botswana's Director of Public Prosecutions formally registered the inquest into the killings yesterday. The public hearings will take place starting November 15 in Kasane, near the border with Namibia, where the shootings took place. Deputy Director of Public Prosecution, Wenson Manjwe, asked the court to set aside 6 weeks for the inquest. At least 22 witnesses from both countries are expected to take the stand. Manjwe says international protocols were followed in establishing an inquest and the Namibian authorities were informed of the process. Area Member of Parliament Kenny Kapinga says it is procedural to launch an inquest to establish if there was any wrongdoing in the shootings.
Our president always emphasizes that he believes in the rule of law. If a person dies in this manner, there should be a transparent, open investigation which will conclude with an inquest to determine if there is need for prosecution.
The killing sparked widespread protests in Namibia, with Botswana vehicles getting stoned after entering the neighboring country. Namibians accused Botswana of using a shoot to kill policy. This prompted a meeting between the country's presidents, with Masisi offering a full investigation into the incident. He also denied Botswana has a shoot to kill policy to fight poaching.
We do not have a policy of shoot to kill, or a program, or a project, I don't know what you call it. We do not. You know, as often happens, when something happens a number of times and repeats itself, a label is put to it. Every nation state has a rules of engagement in its territorial space. And we are not different to Botswana. We do have rules of engagement.
Botswana is faced with a poaching challenge, with more than 20 poachers gunned down in the last 2 years. Most usually cross from Namibia and Zambia. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Habroni, Botswana.